Showers and thunderstorms will continue to work their way across the Midwest as we go forward through the day today and into tomorrow morning, but we're not expecting a tremendous volume of rain to come out of it, and the need for additional moisture will be very strong, especially when we get into the weekend when the high-pressure ridge will be back in place across the majority of the region. The showers and thunderstorms that occurred overnight have varied greatly. Some areas in northwestern Missouri, northeastern Kansas, western Iowa, and a small pocket in central Minnesota picked up on some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rainfall. However, most of the precipitation was considerably lighter than that, running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to around 0.5 inch. And certainly the precipitation was welcome wherever it occurred, but those amounts are really too light for the dryness that's out there. And we do expect more dry weather coming up along with some more heat the later this week into the weekend. And that makes this precipitation event very important. Unfortunately, it's not going to perform very well. Most of the central and eastern parts of the Midwest is still expecting rain from this event. We'll likely pick up a few hundredths of an inch to 0.5 inch. With some local totals to 0.75 inch. There may be a couple of exceptions, but most of the precipitation will be no better than that. A lot of areas less than 0.5 inch. And the overall bottom line is only a temporary reprieve from the dryness that will only last a day or two. In fact, some areas may only be a few hours. While there will be some cooler air moving through the Midwest, we'll likely see high temperatures falling back into the upper 60s and 70s during the middle part of this week. There may even be some lower 60s in the far northernmost parts of the western Corn Belt. We may also see some lower 80s occurring in the southernmost parts of the region. But the bottom line is it'll be a lot cooler than it has been, and we'll expect to see the coolness last for a couple of days and then start warming back up again. A ridge of high pressure is expected to develop across the region. This ridge will likely be present from probably Thursday all the way through Monday or Tuesday of next week at least, and the ridge will likely be strongest late in the weekend and on Monday, and at that point we'll likely see high temperatures in the middle 80s through the middle 90s across a big part of the region, and that will be stressful for those areas that don't get much moisture out of this event that's passing through the region today. Soil moisture is already rated very poorly across a big part of the Midwest, and even though subsoil moisture is still okay, we're likely to stress the crops out quite a bit with the warm weather that comes up this weekend and the lack of moisture. So drying conditions will create a stressful environment that's more potent across the region, making need for rain even greater for the middle to latter part of next week. The high pressure ridge is expected to break down at that point during mid to late week next week. As it breaks down, there should be showers and thunderstorms back across a fair amount of the Midwest. If the precipitation can be well organized and significant enough, we'll likely get just the right amount of rain at the right time to prevent the crops from being seriously impacted from all the heat and dryness. But if the rain fails for any reason, or if the amounts are just lighter than expected, we're likely to see a greater amount of concern over production potential, especially since when we get into the last days of June, some of the early planted corn will be ready to reproduce. And the forecast temperatures are going to bring some cooling to the region later next week. That also will be very important. The ridge of high pressure that's going to be over the Midwest here this weekend or to early next week is expected to break down, but it does reform over the plains as we move into the period from the 22nd through the 26th of June. If the ridge is in the plains as predicted, it may create a northwesterly flow pattern for the Midwest, bringing some additional cool weather periodically and a chance for some showers as we move into the last part of the second week of our forecast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.